The most sudden thing that can be done to a man has happened to him. That is the most startling thing can be done to a man. Be 3 feet back of your head, and there he is. He's very startled. And a wave of sound, or an impulse of sound, or upset, or a lot of chatter from the auditor right at that point will interiorize him again. He will duck in order to protect himself as though he had to protect himself against anything. So this is really the secret, you might say, of secrets. And this is the one shot clear, be 3 feet back of your head. And the secret in using it is simply this. Let's make very sure that the environment is quiet and that the auditor doesn't go on magpieing at the preacher endlessly. And then that the auditor, having done so, does not pull off, undertake any stunts. Let's get that very clearly. He doesn't do any stunts now. Of course, if the auditor is trained in a speculative piece of nonsense, medicine, psychiatry, something of this sort, I'm not tough on these boys, I'm not near tough enough. they actually don't believe in the pure and golden thread of Scientology, even vaguely, except as termites are sometimes found in the vicinity of some beautiful building. I'm not painting up Scientology as being a beautiful structure, simply because it is. But there's about the same thing. It's not speculating. We're not putting somebody 3 feet back of his head as an auditor to find out what he will do, or to find out if he's going to jump through hoops, or if he glows or suddenly possesses a halo, and we're not going to turn ultraviolet lights on him to see if we can show him up and actually prove he's there. And we're not interested in whether or not he's there, even vaguely. If he says he's there, and that is the total test. Now let me level with you very strongly. Black Five, sometimes processing people, conclude that they're simply psychotic because they say they're out of their heads, because the Black Five knows he can't get out of his head. See, so anybody that exteriorizes, he says they're crazy, so he'll do something and spin them, if he can, and get them back inside. One of the ways to do this is tell them to look at their body. Just tell a guy to look at his body. See? Be 3 feet back ahead, now look at your body. Boy, is that bad auditing. He'll say, that black thing. See, he hasn't any real notion of what his body does look like. He might be in the middle of an ogre. Most people think they are. And he'll look at his body and boom, he'll go in, he'll become uncertain, so forth. We could go and hide things around the room the way some people do, you know, and ask him to go and find them. That's cute. Typical of a psychologist. But the guy will miss a couple of times because his visio isn't straight yet, you see, or something. And it invalidates him, and he'll go back into his head, he'll reinteriorize. And then he'll be hard to fish out. So this process has some very definite, rigid laws that go along with it. Don't do it as a joke, an experiment. Do it in a quiet place. Do it as processing. And do it just that way. Be 3 feet back again. Now, there are many other processes which have been tried in this. Many other. Actually, we found there was a command, which was the most startling news that I had received from outside sources up to that time. There was a command which made a person do this thing, and that was try not to be 3 feet back of your head. It's not good processing, but it did demonstrate that there was a magic command. Working on it further, we got the command. I managed to get together the command, be 3 feet back of your head, just that way, boom, and found out that I was hitting about 50% of the human race. This is the one shot clear. Just a few little words. And it is done by an auditor in full knowledge of auditing, and it is not done as an experiment, it's done as processing. What can you do thereafter? The sky's the limit. One of the first things you should read to find out what you could do thereafter would be Chapter 2, Dianetics, Modern Science, and Mental Health. Okay.